Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. We invite you to join us this Holy Week while we reflect on the events of the week leading up to the death and resurrection of our Lord. Today is Palm Sunday, the first day of Holy Week. This week, more than any other week on the Christian calendar, is a week that we can set aside some time and try to understand the significance of what Jesus did on the cross. The expectations of the people of Israel were at a feverish pitch. The crowd grew on all sides of Jerusalem. The people who had seen Jesus raise Lazarus from the dead and feed the 5,000 had come into Jerusalem alongside Jesus, wanting to see more. The religious watchhounds were pursuing Jesus relentlessly, looking to rid the threat of their comfortable and detached religious system. The crowds who were already in Jerusalem were desperate for a king to lead them into a revolution against the Roman oppressors. All the while, Pontius Pilate was riding into Jerusalem on a war horse, coming to grant pardon to the one prisoner who the people saw worthy of release. The expectation that the people of Israel had for Jesus was real and significant, and everyone in the crowd had their own individual hopes about what Jesus was supposed to do. Still, almost all of them had no idea what was actually coming next, nor did they know what they truly needed. You could say that the people of Israel were forming God in their image. Unmet expectations are real. They can range from a slight disappointment with little consequence to life-shattering circumstances that lead us to break away from our community and doubt the existence of God altogether. As we read the story of Jesus riding into Jerusalem on a donkey, we read a story of Jesus meeting our significant needs, but not our expectations. The people wanted a king to rise like the great kings of old, but what Jesus brought was much better. Repaying evil for evil only brings more pain and suffering, but repaying conflict and hatred with peace and love will stop the cycle of pain and replace it with healing. Today's reading comes from Luke chapter 19, verses 28 to 42. Jesus' triumphant entry. After telling this story, Jesus went on towards Jerusalem, walking ahead of the disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethpage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them. "As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks, 'Why are you untying that colt?' just say, 'The Lord needs it.'" So they went on and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying that colt?" And the disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When they reached the place where the road started down to the Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." He replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. "How I wish today that you of all people would understand the way to peace. But now it is too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes. This story fills our senses. The people pushing in from either side. The chorus of songs ringing out. The quiet farmhouse where the colt comes from. Jesus on a donkey, weeping over Jerusalem. As I read this story again, place yourself in the crowd. Either walking alongside Jesus, or perhaps awaiting Jesus from within the walls of Jerusalem. What do you see? What do you feel? Knowing what we know now, try to sense the emotions that Jesus felt while riding into Jerusalem. After telling this story, Jesus went on toward Jerusalem, walking ahead of his disciples. As he came to the towns of Bethpage and Bethany on the Mount of Olives, he sent two disciples ahead. "Go into that village over there," he told them. "As you enter it, you will see a young donkey tied there that no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks why you're untying the colt, just say, 'The Lord needs it.'" So they went and found the colt, just as Jesus had said. And sure enough, as they were untying it, the owners asked them, "Why are you untying that colt?" And the disciples simply replied, "The Lord needs it." So they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments over it for him to ride on. As he rode along, the crowd spread out their garments on the road ahead of him. When they reached the place where the road started down to Mount of Olives, all of his followers began to shout and sing as they walked along, praising God for all the wonderful miracles they had seen. "Blessings on the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heaven." But some of the Pharisees among the crowd said, "Teacher, rebuke your followers for saying things like that." He replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into cheers." But as he came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. "How I wish today that you, of all people, would understand the way to peace. But now it's too late, and peace is hidden from your eyes." If we are honest with ourselves, we would say that most of us have had unmet expectations from God. Maybe we think that our life should have turned out differently than it has. Or perhaps our health isn't what we expected. Or we are grieving the loss of someone that we have loved. Maybe your career hasn't turned out the way that you wanted it to. Maybe your marriage never had that fairy tale ending that you anticipated. Or maybe that marriage never even began in the first place. As we take a moment to sit and reflect, take some time to share with God the disappointments of your unmet expectations. Take time to share your heart and your disappointment. Perhaps even confess the times that you have tried to create God in your own image. Thank you. This life is painful. And there are times that we all wish we could take over and change the outcomes of some of life's circumstances. The reality is that God doesn't offer us a parachute, but He offers us His presence. A parachute would help us avoid all that this world has thrown at us, but that isn't what God has given us. God offers us His presence in His Son Jesus rather than a parachute. We would all prefer an exit strategy from the hardships of this life, but what God gives us is genuinely something much better. God gives us His peaceable kingdom filled with His love and presence to walk us through this life. Not just so we can get to the other side, but so we can live a life full with Him here on earth. Lord Jesus, on this Palm Sunday, may our hosannas herald the arrival of the Prince of Peace, and may we ever march in your parade of peace. Let us worship you as creatures created in your image, and never see you created in our own. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.